Good morning.
Good morning.
I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Christ Jesus. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. It's absolutely wonderful to be in the house of God, worshiping God with you. I have done my first two funerals this week. And after doing the funerals, I became aware again of the importance of us being aware of people that needs assistance and support during difficult times. Each of us in the congregation has the responsibility to be aware of difficulties in the community. If there's bereavement or any type of difficulty, make sure that you are open to support them and to maybe give a kind word or even go for a cup of coffee. So that's something I just want to share with you after my experience, is this sensitivity to our community and the needs of our community. And each of us has that responsibility to be aware of God's voice guiding us to someone in need. On that note, I would like to invite Margaret to do some intimations.
Today is the Knit and Natter group are back tomorrow, so yous have been off for about 2 months nearly, so a lot of chatting to go on. Anybody's welcome to come along if you want, 10 o'clock in the small hall. Mainly music Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, and a very special thank you to the Guild. Mrs. Gemmell was up yesterday with a generous donation of £1,500 to the church. So it was excellent. Thank you. And on Wednesday, we're going to start our Wednesday Rainforest Cafe. It'll be open each Wednesday from 10 till 2. Open to anybody to come along, just as normal. And we've got a special guest this Wednesday. Elspeth is coming back for a visit. I don't know if you remember, but she had ordered a special gift for us, and it was a new pulpit fall and runner for the table here for Pentecost. So it happened during COVID, and it kind of got forgotten about because it was ordered out in Zambia when she was on holiday. But it's arrived, and she wrote to say, did we still want it? So we said yes. So she's coming to deliver it on Wednesday, early afternoon. I haven't got a specific time, but everybody is welcome to come down to the hall at some point and just to say hello. See how she's getting on. Okay, it'll be good to catch up. And pancake night tickets are going to be available from next week. It's going to be Tuesday the 21st of February, £2 per ticket. So keep that in mind. You know how you all like your pancakes. And the cafe is open after worship this morning. Thank you.
Call to worship. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Let us worship God by singing our first hymn, hymn 200. Christ is made the sure foundation. Christ, the head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in one. Let us please stand and sing to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Lord God, we approach you in prayer. We approach you knowing that we need your mercy and we need your grace. Lord, we want to utter words of praise and honor to you, God. We feel excited to be in your presence. We feel in awe to be here together worshiping you. Lord, we become humble, knowing that your greatness is too big, too large to understand. We honor you and we praise you, O God. Lord, thank you for your actions, actions through Christ. Thank you that we can know Christ and that we can know your Son to be wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your actions of making us pure and holy. Thank you for the freedom of from sin. Lord, thank you that you are an active God, a God that enables us to live life to the full. Because you are active, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, that you are active and that you're busy and being with us. We are grateful, Lord, for all that you have done. We are grateful, Lord, that we can know you, God, through your Son. And with this, Lord, we approach you asking now that you will forgive our sins. When we have done wrong, forgive us. When we are too self-obsessed and so focused on ourselves that we forget our neighbors, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, when we are so focused in finding wrong in other people that we forget to take the beam out of our own eyes. Lord, may we start at home and not be too obsessed and focused on other people. Help us not to gossip. And forgive us, Lord, if we've spread lies and spoken evil. In this moment, Lord, we bring our guilt feelings to you. Thank you, Lord, for being actively here, forgiving us. We embrace your forgiveness, Lord. And we are thankful that you have actively now forgiven us. Thank you for that grace that we receive, not because we are worthy, but because you give it as a gift for us, through your mercy. With this wonderful gift in our hearts, and with this wonderful gift in our minds, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn that we'll be singing along is 186, Father God, I Wonder. I was at boarding school when I was younger, and I remember at boarding school, the location that we stayed as boys was quite remote. It was just outside of town, and I remember it was absolutely amazing the nature that was around us. And that was actually one of my fondest memories of South Africa, was the fact that our school was so close to nature and close to wildlife and close to all the animals that you see on the television. And being now in Scotland, that's the one thing that I quite miss about South Africa, is this sense of being so close to wild animals. And I remember as a boy, we decided the one evening that we will go sleep on the roof. Have you ever done that before? Who slept on the roof? Well, we're in Scotland. We can't sleep here on the roof. You will shiver and you will freeze. But we as boys, we decided, no, we're going to sleep on the roof. Because, and I think it has to do something about this wildness, you know, being so connected to nature. And we didn't even think about it twice. We just decided, no, we're going to go sleep on the roof. And we did. So we took our mattresses, we put it on the roof, and our pillows and everything, and we slept. And it's so warm as well. I mean, it's 25 degrees. It's not cold at all. And I remember waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I looked up, and the stars were absolutely amazing. Like, it was, I've never seen a sky so beautiful with stars. It was all over. And there were so much stars that some of the spots in the sky almost looked like clouds of stars. It's just fantastic. And I've never seen the sky like that before, after that again, because I just don't have the courage to sleep on a roof. I think if you want to see the stars like that, you need to sleep on the roof in Africa. And it was just absolutely amazing. And I couldn't help but to feel very small at that stage. Very, very small. You know, if you look at all the stars around you and just think, wow, I'm so small. And I think if you look at stars and you use that as a metaphor, you realize how big God is. God is huge. God is, you can't even comprehend how big He is. And because God is so big and so huge, we do feel a little bit small, a little tiny. And there's this tension there, and also this absolute amazingness to something amazing to say, this large, big God, He knows each individual, each of us. And that's actually the magic or the wowness, is to think, oh, this big God knows each one of us. In our reading today, we talk about, the reading is about the wisdom of God is foolishness of the world, and the foolishness of God is the wisdom of us. It's also saying that it's amazing, the bigness of God seems to be for us a bit strange. And the smallness that we think is nothing really important is very special to God. So in our reading, there's almost this mixture of what we think is important is not that important for God. And what's not important for us is very important for God. And the reading also continues by saying, our minds can't comprehend how big and large God is. And one of the strange things about the reading is that it's saying that the Christ, Jesus, the Lord, that's the foolishness of God. We can know God through knowing Him, this big God, we can know through Jesus. And this is what is so special about our message, that God knows us and we know God. And if you can imagine all the stars, how big and amazing He is, that is an example of how big He is and that He knows each one of us individually. Amen. We will now be singing a new hymn, and I'm going to ask Audrey to, we're going to practice this. Lord, I lift your name on high. So we're going to play it through, and then we're going to sing it three times. So those who are able, please stand. And thank you, Audrey. Let's just sit first and listen to the words. came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
First reading this morning is from Micah 6, verses 1 to 8, the Lord's case against Israel. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I oil for my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Second reading is from 1 Corinthians 1, 18 to 31. Christ crucified is God's power and wisdom. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of his age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world thought his wisdom, did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, which is a stumbling block to Jews and Greeks. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than the human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you are wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong, and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Amen.
We have two ragdoll cats. The one's name is Lodi, and the other's name is Alex. They are brothers from the same litter. It is striking that they do not have the same personality or outlook on life. Lodi is more adventurous and likes to explore the outside world. Alex is more a stay-at-home cat, and he is content just to sit on the windowsill staring at the leaves. Lodi is happy if you give him attention now and then, whereas Alex is very different. Alex craves attention all the time. Not from the rest of the family, no, but just from me. It is very, very clear that Alex is obsessive about me. He follows me everywhere I go. He stares at me when I work in the office. He also uses my leg as his own scratching pole. I honestly do not know why he has decided that I am his beginning and his end. I don't really know. I sometimes wonder what actions I have done for him to be so attached to me. What did I do differently? I am not entirely sure. But it's very clear that Alex is very, very obsessively attached to me. In our Bible reading, we have heard of actions that we can be sure of. These actions are that of God and of Christ. The God of action has created the stars, and we can have a sense of his power and his might through looking at nature and the stars. And that same God of action has revealed himself in Christ. We can know something about the amazingness of God through Christ. The actions of God and Christ are clear, whereas my actions that brought about Alex's attachment to me are not that entirely clear at all. But God's actions through Christ is crystal clear. These actions are: God has united us with Christ. God has made Christ to be wisdom. So to understand the wisdom of God is to understand or become familiar with Christ. Christ made us pure and holy. Hear the action. Christ has made us pure and holy. Christ freed us from sin. God has saved us from sin. These are actions that were not determined by us. We did not do anything for God to do this. We did not do some kind of performance to make God and Christ leap into action. The action of God and Christ was driven by them. God has started. God initiated. Christ has done. Christ has initiated. The reading from Paul makes it very clear that the emphasis is never on our own achievements. The emphasis is never on our own achievements. The reason is that our achievements, the reason is that our achievements or our human wisdom do not enable us to comprehend God. If you look at the stars and you just imagine how big God is, nothing that we can do will help us to comprehend that amazing wonder of who God is. We can maybe try, but there's definitely an impossibility. Our amazing achievements are nothing compared to God's action. Nothing that we do can compare to God's action. Paul makes it clear that God has turned the table upside down, so to speak, by saying that the foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans. The foolish plans of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans. God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength. God's weakness is stronger than human strength. In other words, no performance or amazing achievements can outdo the works of God. Nothing that we can do can outdo God. God has chosen things that we understand to be foolish against the so-called wise. The Savior of the world that was crucified is the foolish message that is revealing the strength and the wisdom of God. Christ crucified is the strength and power of God. If we think about it this way, if we say the Savior of the world has died on the cross, the Savior of this world has just died, that sounds strange. How can a Savior, someone who needs to be strong and powerful, die? In that message, what that seems quite foolish, the strength and the power of God is. And it's quite a paradox here, because if you think God has created all the amazing stars, but still, His wisdom and His power is in the message of Christ being crucified, Christ being dying for us. But this so-called foolishness, that doesn't really make sense. That is the wisdom of God. That is the point where God reveals His true power and true strength. And the Apostle Paul, he continues to re-emphasize this by saying, the only thing that I'm preaching is Christ crucified. Because in that short little message, the power of God is. Due to God turning the tables and reshuffling priorities, consequently, it leads us not being able to show off. We are not able to show off. The reason is that the best of our achievements is not even close to the achievements of God. The best of our achievements is not even close to the achievements of God. What we think is impressive is not as impressive as we might want to believe. God's wisdom is our foolishness, and God's foolishness is our wisdom. So let's say one does decide, one does reach a point of achieving something. What do you do then? A person from the world will say, you know what, yes, I've achieved something amazing. There was hard work. It was the opportunities was there. I had a good support network. My family helped me. And they will mention all the achievements that brought him to be to a point of achievement, of a point of doing something really great. But through a Christian point of view, if we do achieve something, the response is much different. It is more of a case of saying, I am so grateful to God who has enabled me to achieve this. Yes, I know I worked hard. I knew that there was opportunities and I took hold of it. But if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for God giving me the strength and the grace, then I wouldn't have been able to achieve it. So the emphasis when we do something that's really good, really great, is on God. And this is what the Apostle Paul is trying to tell us, is that it doesn't matter what we do in life. What's important is that we honor God through that, what we do. If we really achieve something that's amazing, we reach our goal, we thank God for giving us the strength and the courage to reach that. God's wisdom is our foolishness, and God's foolishness is our wisdom. This brings us to a place where we cannot be high and mighty about ourselves. If we then want to boast and show off, we can only do it about the Lord. The only thing that we can boast about is the Lord. The actions of God, that is His wisdom, is that Christ was crucified. A very simplistic message. Such a message is foolishness to the Jews and also to the Gentile. The will of God was for Christ to be His power and His wisdom. Christ is the power and wisdom of God. This has nothing to do with our own glory or our own achievements. We cannot boast about ourselves. We can only boast about Christ. For He has made us pure and holy. The emphasis is on the actions of God making us pure and holy. Christ has done the work, and God has united us to Christ. Christ has enabled us to reach our goal. God has given us the grace to do what we set out to do. What is left is a sense of praise and thanksgiving. And this is what the only thing we can do as Christians is to say, thank you, God. We praise you and we honor you. But also, we can boast in Christ. We may show Christ off. We may show Christ off and utter the impressiveness of Him. We may utter the impressiveness of Him. Keeping in mind that it will be foolishness in the world. We can say, our Lord, our Savior died on a cross. This is the power of God. That is our way of showing God off. It sounds strange to the world. It sounds foolishness. But in that, the power of God is hidden. Due to the actions of God making us right with God, making us pure and holy, and freeing us from sin, we have the responsibility to live accordingly. Yes, God has done a lot for us. Yes, God has sprang into action, has jumped into action. But this leaves us with the responsibility to live accordingly. How a life looks like, like this looks like is your and mine own responsibility to figure out. It is a process of praying and reading the Word of God and reflecting, trying to figure out how can I respond to God who has done so much for me already. One should be humble in such a process. There's a sense of being humble when you are in such a process. To attempt a life of pureness and holiness should never be an excuse for self-glorification. Yes, one attempts to live a holy life, but it should never be a way of trying to make yourself glorifying yourself. The reason is that we do not earn pureness and holiness. It was only made possible by the actions of Christ. Christ has made it possible for us to live a holy life. And yes, we try to strive to become holy and we work towards it, but it's not something that we have earned. It is a gift from God. Therefore, we need to boast about Him and only in Him. The actions of God are crystal clear. On the other hand, it is not so clear why Alex, our cat, is so obsessively attached to me. This example is just a very simple way of explaining that there are some things that we do not know. There's some things that we cannot comprehend, or it's not entirely clear why things are as they are. However, our reading is very clear about the actions of God and of Christ. It is obvious. It's crystal clear. May we embrace and acknowledge the actions of God and of Christ. May we embrace and share and remind one another that God isn't God of action. He is involved. Be open in faith to God, who made Christ to be wisdom. He also made us righteous, pure and holy. He has freed us from sin. To Him all the honor and the glory, as we sing Christ beside me, before me, and behind me. When we have to boast, please boast in the Lord. Let us sing, Christ be beside me, 577. Let us pray together. Lord God, thank you that you have revealed your wisdom and your power through Christ. Yes, Lord, the message of Christ seems foolish and sometimes complex, Lord. But we ask through your Spirit, bring revelation. Bring a sense of understanding so that we can utter the words, Christ has died for me, so that I and we can live. Lord, help us to establish our identity in Christ. Give clarity to men and women in who they are in the Lord Jesus. Lord, give your grace, give your will and order to people that's confused and not knowing who they are and where they go. Lord, may your Spirit move over this country so that your grace will be revealed, your will be revealed, and that order will be established based on your word. May your word, Lord, regain its power and its influence on the young people and in families. May your Spirit inspire families to rebuild the foundation and their family structures on your word, so that you can be glorified and praised. Give godly direction to people, especially young people, that are lost. Give direction and give clarity to move in a way that honors you and in a way that they walk so that they can glorify you. May the truth always be upheld, Lord. And where there's confusion and messages and communication that brings division, may your truth always win. May each one of us in this building, Lord, uphold your truth. And may we say no to any lies. Lord, we bring people to you that we know are in a difficult place. Lord, we pray for ourselves. Give us the capability to be sensitive to our environment so that we may be there for people that's in need, Lord. Give us the energy and the courage to reach out to people in our community that needs help, that needs support. May we be open to helping where you want us to be. Lord, then we bring to you situations that is on our hearts and our minds to you. Lord, then we will also just want to say thank you once again that you are God of action. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, for making us pure and holy. Thank you also, Lord, that you have freed us from sin. May we live accordingly, Lord. May we live accordingly as pure people that's holy and pure. But we live in such a way knowing that the energy and the gift comes from you. And therefore we praise and honor you. We, Lord, give us the courage to take responsibility for our own lives. Help us, Lord, to look at ourselves and try to live in such a way that we know it glorifies you. Then, Lord, we lift up the very complex war of Ukraine, Lord. It's very difficult to understand what is going on there, Lord, but we ask, Lord, that you will be present and may there be healing and may the war as soon as possible, Lord, stop. We bring this and so much more to your feet and to your throne. And we praise you and we ask this all in your Son's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Offerings will now be received. May we continue to give gladly, so that your church will be rich and able to establish your kingdom with Christ as our King. May we use this monies in a way that reveals the hope we can only find in you. Amen. We will be singing and worshiping with our last hymn, and as hymn 547, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we may know and understand God. We can only boast about Christ, for he has made us pure and holy. Christ has done the work, and God has united us with Christ. Therefore, praise him and boast about his impressiveness, keeping in mind that it is foolishness for this world. God has made us righteous, pure, holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, live accordingly. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts, your thoughts, in Christ Jesus. Amen.